This is the Blind Geek Zone, Mac Podcast number 1, for November 10th, 2009. Hey, this is Rick, and I'm back with another podcast today. And this one's going to be rather different and hopefully exciting. I'm excited about it. The other day, I purchased a Apple Mac Mini. It's the newest Mac Mini that's out. Apple just released it here a couple of weeks ago. And I've been toying with the idea of getting a Mac here for a while now, and I finally decided to take the plunge. Now, this is going to be really interesting because I really know next to nothing about an Apple. I haven't really messed with Apples in years. I've played around way back when with Apple IIs, but I've never really touched a modern Mac in the last at least 10 years or more. So this is going to be really, really interesting. And what I'm going to do today is describe the Mac Mini to you, and I'm also going to turn it on for the first time. I got it yesterday, but I made the decision that I wanted to wait until I could get this all hooked up and into the PC where, you know, for audio into the PC and everything so I could record it. And I wanted to let everybody hear how you can get the Mac started up right out of the box, you know, speaking for a blind person using the VoiceOver that is built into the Apple operating system. So this is going to be really, really interesting. I've listened to, and I would like to thank Mike Arrigo for doing his Blind Cool Tech podcasts on the Mac. I've listened to the first two of those to, you know, kind of get an idea of how to even proceed here, because like I said, I don't know anything, anything whatsoever about one of these machines. So, I've got it all hooked up, and I'll describe it a bit here. The Mac Mini, for those of you who don't know anything about Macs, is Apple's, I guess it's their kind of their budget line computer. The machine starts out at $599, and there's also a $799 version of it as well. And what I decided to do with advice from others is that I picked up the $799 model because everybody told me that there's no way to get into the Mac Mini without prying the thing open with a putty knife. And I finally, just after doing some research, decided, well, you know what, this just isn't worth it. The Mac Mini that is $599, I'll give you the specs on it, and then I'll give you the specs here on the $799 model, and I think you'll see why I purchased it. Okay, the Mac Mini, that is $599, the current model that was just released here a couple weeks ago. It has a Intel Core 2 Duo 2.26 GHz processor. It has 2 gigs of memory. It's a 1066 DDR3, I believe, PCI. I think it's a PC33. 3500, I believe. It's a SODIMM. It's a the type of memory that they put in notebooks. It has 2 gigs. It also has a 160 gigabyte hard drive. It's laptop sized, 5400 RPM SATA drive. And it also has an 8X DVD burner, CD-ROM reader slot drive that you just stick your discs in the front of the unit and it sucks them in. That's in there. Both units come with 5 USB ports, 2.0 ports, They also come with a FireWire. I believe it's the FireWire B version, 800 meg transfer rate. It comes with a mini DVI video port. I had to purchase an adapter for that to go to VGA, and that'll run you another about $20. So, and you kind of need that, or you need the mini DVI to TV converter, and I think that costs the same amount. But I've been told you need these because you have to have it. You have to have something hooked to the port. And I guess in the case of the VGA, you actually have to have a monitor hooked up. Or the voiceover is sluggish for some reason. So I went ahead and picked up the VGA adapter so I could hook it to a monitor in case somebody else wanted to see it or needed to help me with something or, you know, whatever. Let's see. Also, Bluetooth comes with Bluetooth. Both units come with Bluetooth wireless. Also come with... they call it, I believe, AirPort, which is their version of wireless. It's an 802.11n version, which is the brand new version that's been ratified. And that's a lot faster than the 802.11g or 802.11a or b, actually. So that's really nice. Let's see, what else is on the back? Oh, an audio out and an audio in, eighth-inch jacks. And let's see, what else? Oh, gigabit LAN. A plug-in for that. Plug a LAN, you know, an Ethernet LAN cable in. And that's about it. There's a power pack that plugs in. That's external. And like I said, this thing is little. Really, really, really little. Probably about the smallest computers you're going to see. It is 6.5 inches wide by 6.5 inches deep by 2 inches tall. The outside of the case is cast aluminum. Very, very well done. The top is a smooth plastic. And I don't know if there's any kind of a logo or anything on there. And the bottom... there is a pad that goes almost the entire bottom, and it's a thick rubber pad. It's about an eighth of an inch thick, maybe a little more, and that's kind of its base, and that sits on the desk. So, very, very small. And then in the front, there's a slot where you slide in a DVD or a CD for the slot loader. And the front is all aluminum. So, it's really nice, and it's thick aluminum, too. It's at least a quarter inch thick. So, it's really, really solid. This thing is heavy, too. For something that's 6.5 by 6.5 by 2 inches, it is jam-packed inside. I'm absolutely positive of that. And that brings me back to why I decided to buy the $799 version, and I'll give you its specs here just in a second. But there's no way that you really want to try and pry into this. This isn't like a PC case. This thing is solid. It's designed to not really be messed with, so you need to get it with whatever, you know, you're going to want in it from the start, because this isn't something that's meant to be upgradable. And you know, like I said, this is the budget line Mac, so, you know, there's not a lot of frills, but I think it's going to be a very good machine from what I've read about it. All right, the $799 version has a 2.53 gigahertz Intel Core 2 Duo processor, has 4 gigs of this memory, PCI 3500, I believe. It's 1066 megahertz DDR3 memory. Comes with a 320 gigabyte drive instead of 160, so that's doubled. So memory's doubled. Hard disk storage is doubled. Processor speed is up a bit from 2.26 to 2.53 gigahertz. And all the other specs are the same. Same number of USB ports, same number of connections. Everything on the back's the same. Slot loader drive's the same. case description all the same. So I think this is really going to be the way to go if I choose to do so, and I don't know if I'll do so yet, but there are a couple of ways that I can actually run Windows on this as well. You know, some people get Macs and they actually use that with Windows. A lot of the Mac people that use a Mac solely, you know, I have quite a few PCs here, so I won't be using the Mac just alone all the time, but you do have the option through something called Boot Camp, which allows you to physically load Windows onto the machine in a separate partition and boot to it and actually physically use Windows. Or you can use, from the Mac environment, you can use a product called Fusion, which is a VM emulator, a virtual machine emulator, which would allow you to load Windows into that, and you can run that without rebooting the Mac and going into Windows that way. And a lot of people do that. So that's an opportunity, you know, if you wanted to, you know, switch over to the Mac, maybe you wanted to get rid of your PCs for whatever reason, but you knew you still needed to run Windows for this or that, you know, you would have the opportunity. And this machine should be able to do that well. It's got enough memory. You need about 4 gigs to really do that well. And this machine can do that. All right. Oh, a number of other little things here. The Mac Mini doesn't come with a keyboard, doesn't come with a mouse, and obviously doesn't come with a monitor. The little box it comes in is really, really small. It was surprising. You know, I got my delivery, and I bought this from Sweetwater.com, www.sweetwater.com, and some musician's place, but they had these. They're out of Fort Wayne, Indiana, and they had no shipping and no taxes, so was able to get the unit just for $7.99, and if I'd went to Apple, I would have had to pay taxes and shipping on the unit, so saved a fair bit of money just by going that way, and they're close to me. They're only a few hours away, so got it pretty quick. So what you need to do here is, and this is what I've chosen to do, and hopefully it'll work out well, is I'm using a Windows keyboard, a USB, a Windows USB keyboard. And if I needed it, I have a Windows USB mouse here, Microsoft mouse. And actually, this is a Microsoft Multimedia Digital Pro keyboard. Nice little keyboard. And hopefully it'll work out fine here on the Mac. I also have a Bluetooth Elite, a Microsoft Bluetooth Elite keyboard. And I may try that on the Mac, see how well I can run that. And I may just use that since it's wireless, see how that goes. But it is capable of using Windows keyboards and Windows mice. They are basically the same thing. The only real differences are is that the Mac keyboard has a few other keys, an eject key, and you know, a few things like that that aren't critical. The keys on the bottom, the control key, the Windows key, and the alt key. On the Mac, it will be the control, command, and options keys, I believe. So they're just renamed, but it's no big deal. Or you can buy a Mac keyboard. Apple has a very nice keyboard for the Mac that I've been told. It's an aluminum keyboard, just like the Mac Mini, all aluminum. Very slim, I guess real good feel to it, and might look into that at some point. And they have wireless keyboards and wireless mice and things like that for it too, but I just decided for now, save a little bit of money, I would use what I had here, and that's supposed to be perfectly capable of using this. So we're going to find out here just in a minute. All right, the unit is all hooked up. Like I said, it's got an external power supply. That's all plugged in, sitting here on the floor. Mac's up here on my desktop, all wired in. And we're ready to push the power button. The power button is in the back of the Mac. Say that real quick. And there's also a little fan in the back. So We are now ready. The output of this is running into my PC so it can be recorded. So hopefully everything is hooked up right. And I'm reaching back here and I've got my finger on the button and I'm pushing the button in right now. And I'm waiting. Hopefully I've got it in the right plug. Let me take my headphones off here for a second. Okay, we have a problem. Unfortunately, something is not right here. I've pushed the power, and I'm not able to tell that the unit is on. So let me see what's going on here. If I can. Slide it forward here and see what the heck's going on. Yeah, I don't feel anything whatsoever. I didn't hear any beep or anything at all. And I'm sure I've got it plugged in. So I'm not sure. What's going on? I held the button in there and see if it would come on, and not noticing anything. All right, I am going to have to pause this recording and find out what is going on, and I will return. All right, I'm back, and I checked the power connection down on the power supply, and it appears that I didn't have the plug plugged in all the way. So let me check all my connections here one more time. Power is in. LAN is in. Video is in. Audio is in. And USB keyboard is in. And I'm going to push the button. Ah, and the fan did come on. Yep, video come on. I heard the sound come out of the unit. It does appear to have an internal speaker somewhere in it. And I heard its little Mac sound. It goes da-doong. And I heard the monitor click on. And I've been told to wait. For it to come up here, and it's supposed to start speaking here after about a minute with some startup instructions. So we'll wait here momentarily. But the unit is on. Okay, I think I heard the audio click on the line in. And we'll wait.
English.
Ah, there we go. It said English. Now what I've been told to do is press enter and wait. So I just pressed enter. And there should be some instructions that will come up momentarily. All right.
Mac OS X includes a built-in screen reader called VoiceOver. If you know how to use VoiceOver, press Command F5 now to turn it on and set up your Mac. If you would like to learn how to use VoiceOver to set up your Mac, press the Escape key.
All right. We're going to try here, if I know how to do this right, Command F5.
VoiceOver on. Setup Assistant, Window, Mac OS X Setup Assistant, Country and Region, Table, One Row Selected, Column, 1 of 1, United States, has keyboard focus.
All right. So, the Mac is up.
Currently on a table. To enter this table, press Control, Option, Shift, Down Arrow.
Okay.
Canada, United States.
All right, well, we want to keep it as United States.
Show all, uncheck checkbox. Country and region, table, one row selected, column, 1 of 1, United States.
All right, let's see if I can do this.
You are currently on a text field inside of the table. To enter text in this field, type. To navigate the cells within this table, press Control, Option, and then up arrow, down arrow, left arrow, or right arrow.
Okay, so this is, it wants me to use the VO keys here to interact.
Canada, United States.
Oops.
You are currently on a text field inside of the table. To enter text in this field, type. To navigate the cells within this table, press Control, Option, and then up arrow, down arrow, left arrow, or right arrow.
Oh, I see. Control, Option.
Canada. United States. Canada. United States.
Okay. See what I'm doing wrong here.
You are currently on a text field inside of the table.
To
enter text in this field, type. To navigate the cells within this table, press Control, Option, and then up arrow, down arrow, left arrow, or right arrow.
Okay, well, when I do that, it just keeps...
Canada. United States. Canada. United States. You are currently on a text field inside of the table. To enter text in this field, type. Show all, uncheck checkbox. Button. Show all, uncheck checkbox.
Wow. What do I do? What do I do?
You are currently on a checkbox. To select or deselect this checkbox, press Control, Option, Space. Country and region, table, one row selected, column, 1 of 1, United States. Show all, uncheck checkbox. Image. Do you need to hear instructions for setting up your Mac? To learn how to use VoiceOver to set up your computer, press the escape key now. Button. Continue button. Continue button.
I'm using Command, Option, and
you are currently on a button.
Left and right arrows here.
Press Control, Option, Space, Button. Do you need to hear instructions for setting up your Mac? To learn how to use VoiceOver, Image. Show all, uncheck check. Country and region, table, one row selected, column, 1 of 1, United States. Show, do you need to hear, Button. Continue, Button.
And to select it, I've been told to just press...
You are currently on a button. To click this button, press Press select your keyboard. Canadian English, U.S. image, U.S. Row 1 of 2.
Okay.
Choose a keyboard layout, then click continue. Keyboard layout, table, 1 row selected, column, 1 of 2, U.S. image, column, 2 of 2, U.S. row 1 of 2.
Okay.
Show all, uncheck checkbox, go back button, continue button. Press, do you already own a Mac?
Do I already own a Mac?
Do you already own a Mac? If you have important information on another Mac, you can transfer it to this Mac. You can also transfer information from another volume on this Mac or from a Time Machine backup. The information on your other Mac will not be affected. Transfer your information image. Would you like to transfer your information? From another Mac, selected radio button 1 of 4.
No, I really don't.
From another volume on this Mac, from a Time Machine backup, do not transfer my information now. Selected radio button 4 of 4.
Okay, and I was just up and down arrowing through those selections. Here for the others I'm using.
You are currently on a radio, but you can transfer later using Migration Assistant.
For these other options, I'm using the Control and Options key, and I'm using
the... You are currently on the text element.
The left and right and up and down arrows to use the Vo cursor to interact here. And this is something I learned how to do on the podcast by Mike Arrigo, and it's proving to be helpful already.
Learn more button. Go back button. Continue button.
Okay.
Press enter your Apple ID.
My Apple ID?
You are currently on the text element.
What Apple ID?
Your Apple ID is the email address you used if you made a purchase on the iTunes Store, iPhoto, or the online Apple Store. If you have an email address ending in @mac.com or @me.com, you can use that as your Apple ID. If you don't have an Apple ID, just click continue. You will set up one later. For more information about the benefits of an Apple ID, click learn more.
Wow, okay. All right, we can skip this then. I do not have an Apple ID.
You are currently on the text element. Apple ID. Apple ID edit text. Example. ANNEJOHNSON1@ME.com. Password. Password. Secure edit text. Learn more button. Go back button. Continue button.
Okay, we're going to continue because I do not have an Apple ID.
Press continue. Registration information.
Okay.
Enter your personal information. The information is used to register your Apple product, create your user account, set up your information in address book, and set up your mail account.
Wow.
First name.
All right, and one of the things I found out in the podcast is that you don't have, like on the Windows computers, you don't have a forms mode or anything. I can just type here.
R-I-C-K.
And then I should be able to tab.
Last name, edit text.
Yeah.
H-A-R-M-O-N. Address first line, edit text. 1, 3, 7, 6, space, H-A-M-M-E-L, space, S-T-R-E-E-T, address second line, edit text, city, edit text, A-K-R-O-N, state, combo box. Interact with list. A-P, selected text, 54 of 54, A-E, so A-A. Selected text al a r as c c c t d d ha I I l n k l a ma m d m m m mo m s n t n c n d n a n h n j n m n v n y o. Selected text 36 of 54.
Okay.
Select. Email address if you have one. Edit text. Zip code edit text.
Okay.
4 4 3 0 6.
Okay.
Email address if you have one. Edit text.
All right.
R-I-C-K-H-A-R-M-O-N at S-B-C-G-L-O-B-A-L period N-E-T.
Okay.
Area code. Edit text. 330. Phone number. Edit text.
All right.
724. Dash 6093.
Okay.
Company or school, edit text. Privacy policy button.
Okay.
Go back button. Continue button.
All right, and here I'm just tabbing. I'm not actually using the vote cursor, but that seems
you
to be
currently on a button.
Working well here, too.
Control,
so.
Option, space.
Okay, control, option, space.
Press, continue, interact with, alert, dialogue. Some of your registration information is missing. To enter the information, click go back and check the fields marked with red arrows. If you don't want to send your personal information, click continue. Go back, default button.
Okay, so what I did wrong.
Press, go back, default button, closing dialogue. 44306, zip code, edit text content selected, state combo box. You are currently on a combo box, interact with list. Al, selected text, 2 of 54. Al, AR, as, C, D, D, F, G, I, N, K, K, L, M, 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 N, M, O, M, N, T, N, C, N, D, N, A. N H N J N M N V N R O. Okay. So selected text 36 of A K. Selected text Al. Selected A R at D C. Selected text 8 of 54. Ha I L M D Mo. Select M S. Selected text 26 of 50. N T N C N D N A N H N J N M. Selected N V N Y O. Selected text 36 of 54.
Okay, I kind of forgot what to do with combo boxes here from the podcast I listened to.
Inside of a list.
If I can tab out of it. Or, I think it. I think Mike said to enter.
Oh, oh. 44306, zip, oh, state, combo box content selected.
Okay.
Akron, city, edit. Oh, state combo box.
Yeah, I think we got it.
4430. Rick Harmon at 330. 724. Company or school. Edit. Privacy. Go back. Continue. Button.
Okay, let's see if we did it right this time.
A few more questions.
Okay.
To help Apple serve you better, answer these final registration questions. Where will you primarily use this computer? Select location pop-up button.
Okay, I think I can.
You are currently on a pop-up button. To display a list of options, press Control, Option, Space.
Okay, that's what I did.
Prep menu, 9 items, check mark, select. Home, home business, home. Home business, small business 1, medium business 1, small home business. Home.
Yeah, I'm just going to select home. Guess you could kind of say home
business,
but... You are
currently on a menu item. To choose this menu item, press Control, Option, Space. To close this menu, press Escape.
Well, it's giving me a lot of help, that's for sure.
Closing menu, Home, Location, Pop-up button. What best describes what you do? Select, Occupation, Pop-up button. Menu, 18 items, check mark, select. Design/print, check mark, select. Design/print. Video/film, music, photography, education, faculty, engineering/scientist/research, architecture, finance, law, manufacturing, marketing/medical, miss/IT, student, web designer/webmaster, retired, other, check mark, select, other, check mark, select, other.
All right, I'm just going to say other.
Closing menu, other, occupation, pop-up button.
All right, we'll go to the next thing. I'm using Control-Option and the right arrow here to move through these fields.
Press Control. Stay in touch. Keep me up to date with Apple news, software updates, and the latest information on products and services to help me make the most of my Apple products. Check checkbox.
Okay, and I think I can just... I'll go ahead and check that.
Unchecked. Stay in touch. Check. Stay in touch.
Okay.
Keep me up to date with Apple news, soft... Stay in touch. Keep me up to date with Apple news, software updates, and the latest information on products and services to help me make most of my Apple products. Go back button. Continue button.
And then we'll go to continue.
Press create your account.
Okay.
Enter the name and password to create your user account. You need this password to administer your computer, change settings, and install software. Full name. Rick Harmon. Full name. Edit text content selected. Account name. Rick Harmon, account name, edit text content selected.
Okay.
This will be used as the name for your home folder and can't be changed.
Okay.
Password. Password. Secure edit text.
Okay, and I'm in an edit field, and I'm going to type in a password here.
You are current.
Okay. Oops.
Verify. Verify password. Secure edit text.
Hope I didn't hit something wrong there.
Password hint. Password hint optional. Edit text.
Okay, don't need that.
Enter the hint to help you remember your password.
Don't
Anyone
that.
Can see the hint, so choose a hint. Go back button. Continue button.
Okay, we'll go to continue.
Press continue button. Go back. Continue button. Press continue button. Setup assistant. Go back. Setup assistant ready. Connecting to Apple.
Oh, okay. All right, and it must be going out and doing something here online. One thing I can't remember is how to read these boxes in their entirety. Don't remember what the command for that was. So, I think I'm... Okay, it's doing something. We'll just have to wait here a moment. See what happens. Hopefully I did everything right. Yeah, it's doing something, but can't tell what. Okay, well, we'll wait. And see what happens here. So that wasn't too bad. Like I said, it's right out of the box. You know, hook it up, turn it on, and you have speech, you know, right from the get-go. And if you need to reinstall the disk, there is a DVD that comes with the operating system on it. You're able to put that in and hold the C key down, and it will boot from that DVD, and you can hit Command F5 to bring up VoiceOver, and the installation is completely accessible. So, you know, that's really good, so... You know, right out of the box, you can use this. You don't need a screen reader or anything. All right, we're still waiting on what it's doing. I'm not sure what it's doing here. There's no speech, and there doesn't appear to be anything on the screen. It said it was connecting to Apple, and... That's the last thing I heard, so hopefully it's all right. Hopefully I didn't miss anything here. I know it said continue twice there. Hopefully I didn't do something wrong. But I'm not sure what's going on exactly here. And it's doing something, I think, I hope. Well, I don't dare interrupt it, whatever it's doing. But I wish I knew what it was doing. I wish it would say something. The vote keys are not doing anything. Hear like a little tick tick when I try to tab. So not sure what's going on here. Okay, well, it must be doing something. Because when I up and down arrow, I get the boink boink noise. I'm really confused. Well, I'm confused. I don't know what it's doing. I know it's sitting here on something, but it's not speaking to me, so that's not too good. Especially for a first-time user, you know, not knowing what to do about it. It's, I know it's doing something. But I'll be darned if I know what. Yeah, I'm trying to remember. I don't know how to read anything, and I'm not getting speech anyway, so I'm kind of confused here. Let me see something. Wow. Wow, I don't know, and I'm kind of afraid here right now because this thing's not telling me a damn thing. And it's not letting me do anything. I don't know what it's doing. And I don't know what to do. So. That's kind of concerning. Because I don't dare turn it off. Not knowing what condition it's in. All right, I'm going to pause this and see what I can get happening. And then from there I'll start this back up and explain what happened if I can find out. So I'll be back here. Okay, we're back. I don't know what happened. I tried several things that the Twitter community told me to do here. One which was Command-Tab and to turn VoiceOver off and on. I tried those a couple times, and then finally VoiceOver came back on. So I think I'm in a... password screen here.
Example, Millie underline Parker at ME. Edit text, blank, member name. Entering this information will help you set up your computer quickly. Enter your member name. Enter your member name, empty group. Entering this information will help you set up your computer quickly. Member name. Edit text, blank. Example, Emily underline Parker at ME.com or ANN. Password. Secure edit text. Go back button. Continue button. Continue button.
This has gone back a bunch of screens.
On the button. To click the go back button. Continue button.
I don't know why.
Password. Password. Go back button. Secure edit text. Secure edit text. Password. Example. Password. Member name. Make sure you have the correct MobileMe member name and password and enter your member name.
I don't know what this is doing.
Enter your member name and password. Go continue. Go back button.
All right, we're going to go back.
Press password radio button 404.
Wow, this thing's screwed
up. You are
currently
in the scroll area. To begin interacting with the contents of this scroll area, press control.
This thing is really... I don't understand this at all. This has went back a bunch of screens, and now it's refusing to do anything right.
Go back. Dimmed button. Go back. Radio button 404. I already have e.mac or mobile me member name. Radio button 404. I have e.mac or mobile me box and want to use the activation key. Clickable. Radio button 204. Sign me up for the free mobile me 60-day trial, then only $99.00/year.
I must have hit something here accidentally while it wasn't talking. Wow.
Selected radio button 104. At ease. This. Try mobile me free. Empty group.
Okay, well, I don't know what mobile me is, and I'm not really interested right now.
The simple way to keep everything in sync. Try mobile me free. The simple way to keep everything in sync. With mobile me, your email, contacts, and calendar are automatically kept in sync between your Mac, iPhone, iPod Touch, and the beautiful suite of web apps at www.me.com. You can also show, easily share photos and movie, access your important store and access. Selected radio button 104. Store and access your documents online. Easily share files too big to email. Selected radio button 104. Selected radio button 204.
Oh, that's nice. Selected radio button 104, 204. It doesn't tell me what.
You are currently on radio button 204. Selected radio button 104.
Oh, isn't this interesting?
Sign me up for the free mobile music 0-day trial, then only $99.00/year. Clickable.
I don't think so.
Radio button 204. Selected radio button 104.
And you can't read the screen. It's not telling me what any of the radio buttons are.
You're currently on radio button 104, inside of HTML content.
Well, I tell you, this isn't giving me a good taste already, you know, for the perfect Apple to, you know, act like this for me. I'm not, you know, you're not starting me off real good here, guys. Oh... I don't know what the heck to do to this screen. I can't read the radio buttons. I don't want to use this. But,
Sign me up for the free mobile me 60-day trial. Radio button 204. I have e.mac or mobile me box and want to use the activation key. Clickable. Radio button 304. I already have e.mac or mobile me member name. Clickable. Radio button 404.
Is that how it's rating him?
I don't want to try mobile me for free right now. Radio button 404. I don't want to try mobile me for free right now. Clickable.
Okay.
Press. I don't want to try mobile me for free right now. Clickable. Selected radio button 404.
Okay. All right.
I don't want to try mobile me for free right now. Clickable.
Oh my. Okay. Okay. So I don't want to try it.
Go back. Continue button.
All right, let's see what happens here. Obviously, something strange happened.
You are currently on a button. To click this button, press Control, Option, selected radio button 404. Thank you.
Okay.
You are currently on the text element.
A text element of what?
Thank you. Your Mac is set up and ready, so you can... Time machine image. Your Mac is set up and ready, so you can. Time machine image. Back up your computer. Finder image. Browse your files with CoverFlow. Mail image. Email with style. iChat image. Chat using effects and backdrops. Spaces image. Organize your work. Enjoy using your Apple computer and Mac OS X.
Okay, I think we're finished.
Go button.
Go button. All right, well, let's...
Go button.
Let's go button.
Press go button.
Okay. Now, I don't know what happened there at the end of the completion of the registration process.
Welcome to VoiceOver. VoiceOver speaks descriptions of items on the screen and can be used to control the computer using only your keyboard. If you already know how to use VoiceOver, press the V key now.
Okay.
If you want to learn how to use VoiceOver, press the space bar now.
Okay. Press the V key. And it just beeped at me. Okay, I pressed the V key like it told me to. Okay, another snag. Alright, well, I don't know if I'm just not doing things right here, or this isn't quite as easy as they're making it out to be. But again, I'm stuck. Okay, so what do I do now? And like I said, I know nothing about a Mac, and, you know, this is probably a good podcast for people that are wanting to go over from Windows to the Mac. You know, you can see exactly maybe some of the mistakes I've made, and you can learn from them and know what to expect. So let me try this again. Yeah, hit the V key again. Oops. And again, I'm back to this situation where there's nothing speaking. And...
Welcome to VoiceOver. VoiceOver speaks descriptions of items on
the screen. I had to turn VoiceOver back on again for some reason.
Computer using only your keyboard. If you already know how to use VoiceOver, press the V key now.
VoiceOver on, Finder, Desktop, Empty Desktop.
Wow, that was kind of weird. Because I did that before, and I don't know if I waited too long or
scroll area.
Or
to
what.
To begin interacting with the contents of this scroll area, press Control, Option, Shift, Down Arrow.
All right, but the Mac is up and running. Had a few little stumbles there. And hopefully it's just something I did wrong. Definitely had me flustered for a moment. And thank you to Holly Anderson and Tyler Spivey. And forget who else told me what to do here. But we are up and running. And looks like everything's working now. So... Alright, I think what I will do here is I'm going to conclude this podcast. We're up and running. What I'm going to do on the next podcast is, and we'll start moving around looking at things, but right now I just wanted to show you how to get the machine up and running. And we've done that. I'm on the desktop now, and Finder is kind of like the desktop. And if I'm to see if I hit, I think it's Control O to open it. I think. Is it Command O? No. Okay. Okay, let's see if I can bring up the Apple menu. Okay, nope.
VoiceOver off. VoiceOver on, Finder, Desktop, Empty Desktop.
Okay, there's the, I'm on the Finder.
You are currently on the scroll area. To begin interacting with the contents of this scroll area, press Control, Option, Shift, down arrow.
Okay. I just wanted to try it. I just wanted to bring up the Apple menu here and show you. How to get to that, and I'm...
Menu bar, Apple.
There we go. Control F2 brings up the menu.
You are currently on the menu bar item. To open this menu, press Control, Option, down arrow. Apple menu, 11 items. About this Mac. Software update, ellipsis. Mac OS 10 software, ellipsis. System preferences, ellipsis.
And we can do various things here.
Dock, submenu, recent items, submenu, force quit, ellipsis, command option, escape, sleep, command option, eject, restart, ellipsis, shut down, ellipsis.
And this is would be how you would shut down or restart and things like that.
Log out, Rick Harmon, ellipsis, command shift Q. About this Mac.
Okay.
Software update, ellipsis.
And I wrapped around. There is a software update out. Let me see what...
You are currently on the menu. Mac OS 10 software, ellipsis. System preferences, ellipsis. Mac software update, about this Mac.
About this Mac, and if I hit enter...
About this Mac. Empty desktop. Login window. Window, about this Mac. Apple Mac OS 10 logo, image.
Okay. Do I have to interact with this?
Version 1.0.6, button. Apple Mac OS 10 logo, image. Version 1.0.6, button.
1.0.6, okay. Well, there is a 10.6.1 is current.
Button. To click this button, press Control, Option,
and,
Software update, button. Processor. 2.53 GHz Intel Core 2 Duo. Memory. 4 GB 1067 MHz DDR3. More info, button. TM and copyright sign 1983-2009 Apple Inc. All rights reserved. All rights reserved.
Okay.
Finder, desktop, empty desktop.
All right. Like I said, well, what was current until yesterday was 10.6.1.
Begin interacting with the contents of this scroll area. Press Control, Option, Shift.
I'll have to definitely change those preferences. That's being too chatty. like I said, the current version till yesterday was 10.6.1, and there is an update. That came out yesterday for 10.6.2. So I'll have to see about doing that at some point, but a couple people on Twitter today were saying hold off, so I am going to hold off until they come to a conclusion. But upgrading the software is as simple as bringing up the Apple menu. Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. Didn't mean to sneeze in the microphone. But updating is as simple as bringing up the Apple menu, which is Control F2, and writing down the software update and following the prompts. And since that's simple. All right, in conclusion, I'd like to say that while I had a little bit of a problem getting the Mac up and running, I'm sure that it's clearly due to me not knowing exactly what I'm doing, and I think at the one point there was a continue button where it said it was connecting to Apple, and I hit it twice, and I might have caused a problem there, I'm not sure, and then for whatever reason, I think VoiceOver might have got turned off, but I'm not sure, so... And then once I got into that next screen, I was kind of screwed up for a little bit. But again, I think that was my fault. I wasn't using the VoiceOver cursor keys to read the dialogue quite right, I don't think. And I was having trouble with the radio buttons. But again, I think those are all just clearly mistakes on my part. We did get everything up and running in the end, and that's what matters. And I'm going to have to do a little bit more research here before I do my next podcast. But, you know, we got the machine up and running. I shut it down and rebooted it, and it came up just fine right up to the desktop. And I've been playing around a little bit. I did find the dock and all that. So hopefully here very soon, like I said, we'll start with some more things on the Mac. And again, I'd like to thank Mike Arrigo for his podcasts that he has done. And if you want to listen to those, they're very helpful. They're over on the Blind Cool Tech podcast, www.blindcooltech.com. And just search for Mac. He has a number of them. There's 9 of them, I believe, right now. And they're very informative. And like I said, I've listened to a couple of them. They've been very helpful. They got me up to this point. And so hopefully, here real soon, I'll have another podcast, hopefully in a few days. And then we'll start maneuvering around the Mac and seeing what it has to offer for those of you wanting to switch over to it. And a lot of people are these days, so hopefully this will be a good set of podcasts for me and you, and we'll both learn something in the process. So talk to you again here real soon.